happy with their lives anyway.
Get up in here!
On the streets!
Full of problems.
Hey, have you surrounded? Come on, put your hands up.
DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM cable. www.citr.ca online. Download us everywhere and anywhere. And my name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock as always. And if there's something you would like to hear, you can always give me a call up here, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Took you back to 1978 at the start of the set, The Police. Man, I never thought I'd hear myself ever playing The Police on the show. Yeah, that was the B-side of the Can't Stand Losing You single, Dead End Job. Man, that song is pretty punk rock. Sounds like a sped-up version of The Jam or something. Yeah, I was told that the Police were punk when they started, so yeah, maybe they included the B-side as one of their punk songs as an added bonus. Anyways, found this in the magnificent 7-inch collection down at Zulu Records, and we're going to get into some more 70s punk. Actually, yeah, this band was around in the 70s, but we're going to take you back to one of their later tracks from the 80s, and the band is Chelsea, and the title of this song describes what a lot of BC residents have been doing as of late. The name of the track is called Evacuate.
From the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio. We can't endure.
CITR is proud to support Olio Festival and Mint Records at the Enza Club on Friday, August 14th. Check out The Choir Practice, The Wit Sundays, Kellerissa and Apollo Ghosts. That night, the Enza Club will also feature paintings by Ronan Boyle. And if that's not enough, there will be Watermelon at the show. Come check these great artists out on August 14th at the Enza Club. To pick up your Olio Festival passes and check out the entire lineup, visit http://oliofestival.com.
You are tuned into Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the set, we heard from Chelsea from the punk singles collection Evacuate, followed with the UK Subs B-side of their first ever single, CID, and blue vinyl release, and or actually red vinyl, I should say, on City Records, and first ever single, as I said, by UK Subs out of England's longest-running British punk band ever. Followed with another track called B1C from a very underrated and overlooked Irish punk act called Raped. They were around in the 70s. Nobody liked them. I guess being a gay act out of Ireland, it was kind of taboo at the time. But yeah, this is from a singles collection on Anagram Records, and we followed with an act called Chairman Youth going back to 1981 on Trench Records. Name of the track we heard was called Last Ditch, and right about this time, we're going to get into a Vancouver act, their latest by the Beelines. Here we go.
working to the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Just after 12:30 here, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Generation Annihilation. At the start of the sets, what did we hear? We heard from the Beelines, their latest 7-inch on Nominal Records, and the name of the track we heard was, what did we hear? We heard a track called Leaving, followed with another local act, the TV's The Bright Side was the name of the track off their self-titled release on Trendsetter Records, and we followed with The Revolts, an act out of the Bay Area featuring members of Swingin' Utters, One Man Army, and Bottles and Skulls. Got to see them at the Media Club here in town a few weeks back. This is on Pirates Press Records, and the name of the track we heard was called Scales. Followed with some NRA, some punk from the Netherlands on Gearhead Records, going back a few years. Name of the release is called Machine. N28 was the name of the track. And their singer Aziz, he used to run a record skateboard shop in Holland, in Amsterdam, called Independent Outlet. I'm not sure if they're still going. I should look into it. Yeah, and we followed with the Defectors, another local act on Nominal Records from the Secret Trials release. We heard a track called Doomsday Gin. Yeah, there we go. So right about this time, we're gonna get into the latest release from Direct Control here on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
This is Graham from the Wednesday Night Heroes. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, and about another 15 minutes to go in the show. Yes, you are tuned into Generation Annihilation. And at the start of the sets, we heard from Direct Control, nice thick vinyl release on Feral Ward Records. The name of the release is called Farewell. Laid to Waste was the name of the track. Followed with some Broken Needle out of Los Angeles. I believe this is an upcoming track that will be on a Schizophrenic Records release. Trust Again is the name of the track. Followed with Vancouver's Vacant State from the State of Confusion 7-inch. Heard the title track, State of Confusion. And then we went over to Texas with Sacred Shock from the You're Not With Us release. Bloodsucker was the name of the track. It is on Residue Records. It is their latest. And then we came back to Canada from... with some In Time, straight edge hardcore act from Toronto, and this is on Notion Records, and it's a limited edition release of a 2004 demo put on to a 7-inch, very old school youth crew straight edge hardcore with this release. And we're going to get into an act from Ottawa, their latest, the latest, from Germ Attack. We'll be right back.
Realize that life is my name. Realize that you
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Started the set off with Ottawa's Germ Attack. They Live, We Sleep. It's the latest from them, and the name of the track was called The Death Toll Mounts. It's on MCR Records out of Japan. Followed with Seattle Washington's The Blood Clots from the Let This Be Your Reveille release on SOS Records. We heard a track called Rule of Thumb. Followed with some Dog's Flesh out of the UK from the Vision of Hell release. We heard a track called Sleazebag. And we followed off, ended the sets with Ultraviolence. That was a very overlooked, very short-lived act from the UK. Crime from Revenge was the name of the single on Riot City Records, and we heard the track. The singer went on to sing briefly in The English Dog. So yeah, it's almost time to get out of here, so I'm going to mention a few things going on. First of all, next weekend, if you're not going to this, you might want to be going to it. It's Unrest Fest 2009 in Edmonton, Alberta. Hey, you might be in Alberta, and you might want to check it out. Friday, August 14th, day one, we got Driller Killer featuring ex-anti-CMEX members from Sweden, Diggle Abortions, Tarantula, Malignant Tumor, the Gohlers DFA, and the Protests of Crime. And then the next day, August 15th, day two, we got Poison Idea, SNFU, the Dickies, the Dirtbags, Poser Disposer, and Less Dance. It's $25 a day, and yeah, it's in Edmonton, as I said, and it's at the New City Jasper Club, 1081 Jasper Avenue, Palladium Boulevard. Yeah, if you want to check out more info, get tickets online, www.unrestrecords.com. And while you're out there, maybe check out Octopus Inc., Canada's largest selection of punk and metal. And tonight at the Astoria, we got a show with the Bolts, Boats, the TVs, and the Transmitters. Yes, that's at the Astoria, 769 East Hastings. Over at the Cobalts, we got a show with System Shit and Rise of Run. So yes, if you'd like to check out the playlist of Generation Annihilation, you can do so by going online, www.streetpunkradio.com. Podcasts of the show should be available later on today. www.citr.ca, or if not, try back tomorrow and check out CITR's new revamped website at all while you're at it. It's really, as well, while you're at it, it's really cool. Brand newly launched, www.citr.ca. So we're going to leave you with one more. We're going to leave you with a classic. This band needs no introduction, but I'm going to introduce anyways. This is the final track of the Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing release going back to 1982 on Clay Records, reissued a few years back on Captain Oi. This is the end of Generation Annihilation for this week. It's the end of the show, but I'll be back next week. Don't you worry. This is Discharge doing a track called The End.
Yeah! What's the matter? It's only a dream. 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 It's only a dream.
Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey, welcome to the Hour for the Metal. This is Jeff, the Metal Pim, whoring some metal this week, and got here as well.
Metal Ron, as usual.
And we're going to destroy your senses today. Try to, anyways.
And eardrums.
And eardrums.
Else that,
whatever we can.
Destroy, yeah.
Actually, no, we won't. Anyways, what do you got? I think you're going to start off with some new track of a certain band.
Yeah, brand new certain band. Probably a lot of people might have heard this online, but then there's people, hey, who don't have computers. I mean, it's true, you know? It's really true.
A what?
Even in this part of the world?
Even in this part of the world, there are people who still don't own computers.
A what?
You know these people?
I think they're called Amish. No, anyway. this is a brand new Slayer track.
Who?
Smokin' Band. Smokin' Band. And smoking
them.
Album, smoking song.
He's trying to say it's a good song, a heavy song.
That's what I'm trying to say, okay. Because for one, I have not heard the album, so don't start calling. Yeah, I've heard two songs, like everybody else. But this
that's
song
one more
smokes.
Than me.
Yeah. Okay. Just quickly, if you were at the show last night, Heaven and Hell were really wicked. Poor turnout, though. Too bad.
But yeah, sorry I couldn't come out to that. Yeah. It would have made it all the difference.
But their set list online, it looks like they only played like 12 songs or something. Did they play more? That was at the kickoff of their tour. They didn't look like a very...
Well, you know, it's funny. That's the same set they've been doing for the whole tour. And personally, I mean, just for the new album, I just couldn't figure out why they picked the songs they picked.
Like,
but that's just my opinion. No, three songs, actually. Bible Black and... I can't remember the other ones. Fear and Follow the Tears. Where's Eating the Cannibals? Come on! Where's Neverwhere? But anyway... they still played a lot of the great stuff, Falling Off the Edge of the World. And then, of course, the big laugh. I think the band thought it was pretty funny, although I'm sure they don't want it to happen every time, is when they had to have these smoke things go up, I guess emulating the fire that they used
the
to
have. The hellish fire
go up.
From
yeah.
underneath.
So basically, after this thing went off, they all went down, but one stayed up. So it just looked like basically they were in Jellystone Park. You know, this geyser was going off. They were all laughing. It was like a total Spinal Tap moment, so that was cool. But yeah, great show. And Coheed kind of surprised.